of how men think to come back from death into their own bodies, and seeking to do this, forget the worship of the gods and neglect their bodies and go mad. This is an evil matter and a great folly. Also, I have thought, what has it to do with us? We have nothing to do with other men, their islands and their ways, their makings and unmakings. We live on the sea, and our lives are the seas. We do not hope to save them. We do not seek to lose them. Madness does not come here. We do not come to land, nor do the land folk come to us. When I was young, we spoke sometimes with men who came on boats to the long dune, when we were there to cut the raft logs and build the winter shelters. Often we saw sails from Ohol and Welwai, so he called Obahal and Welagi, following the gray whales in the autumn. Often they followed our rafts from afar, for we know the roads and meeting places of the great ones in the sea, but that is all I ever saw of the land folk, and now they come no longer. Maybe they have all gone mad and fought with one another. 2 years ago, on the long June, looking north to Welwai, we saw for 3 days the smoke of a great burning. And if that were so, what is it to us? We are the children of the open sea. We go the sea's way. Yet, seeing a landsman's boat adrift, you came to it, said the mage. Some among us said it was not wise to do so, and would have let the boat drift on to sea's end, the chief answered, in his high, impassive voice. You were not one of them. No. I said, though they be land folk, yet we will help them. And so it was done. But with your undertakings, we have nothing to do. If there is a madness among the land folk must deal with it. We follow the road of the great ones. We cannot help you in your search. So long as you wish to stay with us, you are welcome. It is not many days till the long dance. After it, we return northward, following the eastern current that by summer's end will bring us round again to the seas by the long June. If you will stay with us and be healed of your hurt, this will be well. Or if you will take your boat and go your way, this too will be well. The mage thanked him, and the chief got up, slight and stiff as a heron, and left them alone together. In innocence there is no strength against evil, said Sparrowhawk, a little wryly. But there is strength in it for good. We shall stay with them a while, I think, till I am cured of this weakness. That is wise, said Arryn. Sparrowhawk's physical frailty had shocked and moved him. He had determined to protect the man from his own energy and urgency, to insist that they wait at least until he was free of pain before they went on. The mage looked at him, somewhat startled by the compliment. They are kind here, Arryn pursued, not noticing. They seem to be free of that sickness of soul they had in Horttown and the other islands. Maybe there is no island where we would have been helped and welcomed, as these lost people have done. You may well be right, and they lead a pleasant life in summer. They do. Though to eat cold fish one's whole life long, and never to see a pear tree in blossom or taste of a running spring, would be wearisome at last. So Arryn returned to Star's raft, worked and swam and basked with the other young people, talked with Sparrowhawk in the cool of the evening, and slept under the stars. And the days wore on toward the long dance of Midsummer's Eve, and the great rafts drifted slowly southward on the currents of the open sea. All night long, the shortest night of the year, torches burned on the rafts, which lay gathered in a great circle under the thick starred sky, so that a ring of fires flickered on the sea. The raft folk danced, using no drum or flute or any music, but the rhythm of bare feet on the great rocking rafts, and the thin voices of their chanters ringing plaintive in the vastness of their dwelling place on the sea. There was no moon that night, and the bodies of the dancers were dim in the starlight and torchlight. Now and again one flashed like a fish leaping, a youth vaulting from one raft to the next, long leaps and high, and they vied with one another, trying to circle all the ring of rafts and dance on each, and so come round before the break of day. Aaron danced with them, for the long dance is hailed on every isle.